Thanks for joining us. Today I'm speaking with Ruslan Kogan, who is the CEO of Kogan.com. Rus, always good to talk to you.
Good to be here.
You have famously said that the retail conditions in Australia aren't bad, it's just that people are executing badly. That's probably evidenced in your results in the last half year.
Well, yeah, we've had a record half in our business. We're executing our long-term strategy, and you know, it's the businesses that know what customers want and go out there to fight for the customer and provide a unique offering that are always going to be winning. So yeah, it's there's always going to be poor retailers that forgot about the customer and they're going to be going out of business, but the ones that are customer-centric and giving customers exactly what they want will continue to win market share.
What is it that customers want?
Well, in our space,
being
in e-commerce, they want the most in-demand products at the best prices, and they want them delivered fast. So, you know, we're a convenience service, essentially. They want to make sure that they're able to find whatever they want. They don't want to get ripped off. They want a very competitive price for it. And if they do decide to purchase from you and click and buy, they want it arriving quickly. So that's what we're there to provide. But that's not the only strategy in retail. There's some that provide an experiential retail experience, like when you walk into an espresso store and you get to smell the aromas of the coffee and try the various coffees and the new blends and so on. So, you know, there's a lot of retailers you can go to that are completely packed, like Apple stores, because they're providing their customer that something unique and they understand what the customer wants.
In terms of the performance of the last 6 months, what in particular stood out for you or that you were most encouraged by?
So the Kogan Marketplace is a huge part of our strategy. So that's something we added to the business in the last year, and that's enabling sellers and businesses around Australia to be able to list their products on our platform. And it's had huge success because sellers understand that, you know, we've got a huge active customer base of about 1.7 million Australians. We get hundreds of thousands of people come to our site every day, and that enables them to be able to sell their products on our platform. From our customers' perspective, they love it as well because it increases the product range and it increases competition on our platform as well, because you've got sellers competing with one another as the range increases because they want to win the customers. So that is a huge part of our strategy, and it's caused us to go from having about 100,000 products on our website to about 1 million products within the space of the last year, and that number will keep growing. And what it means for our customers as well is, previously, they'd go to Kogan if they wanted to buy a TV or a smartphone. All of a sudden, no matter what product you want, go to Kogan, you'll find an awesome deal on it, which is easy to purchase and get delivered quickly.
Offering that range of services, being intuitive in relation to what the customer wants, they're all really nice ideas, but fundamentally, one of the most important metrics in a business, particularly when you're in that competitive online space, is the cost structure. Yes. You've had some flattering things written about you recently in terms of your cost setup.
Well, yeah, we've got a very low cost of doing business, and that's, you know, that's our duty to our customers, and it's a value that is in our DNA as a business. We watch our costs, we keep costs down, we want to maximize the value of every dollar that shareholders have entrusted us with, and that enables us to provide better prices for our customers. So our cost of doing business, an analyst report came out the other day, said that it was 6%. Compared to others in the market, even market leading ones, where, you know, half of what others are. That's an industry leading and a world leading metric. And, you know, like I said, it's in our DNA. Like, there'll be a function in our office where we're holding an IT meetup and I'll see them order 50 pizzas and I'll come up and ask them, like, what price did you get them for? Because I want to make sure even the IT team knows that 50 pizzas shouldn't cost 50 times one pizza, that they should be getting a discount anytime they order anything in bulk. And when we buy apples, it'll be comparing Pink Lady apples with Pink Lady apples. Like, that's ingrained in every buyer's decision-making, and everyone in our company is all about watching costs because we're in an ultra-competitive space and we need to look after our customers.
Well, that's an interesting cultural insight into your organisation. What do you do when they walk through the door as a first-time employee? Do you give them like a laminated card saying this is what you're going to do in terms of keeping costs low, or is it something that you know is evident as early as the interview process?
You're spot on. It has to start well before the induction. We've got a very comprehensive interview process and testing process. So in our business, we would conduct logical and analytical reasoning tests, Microsoft Excel data modeling tests. We want to make sure that people who join our organizations are thinking that way. You know, we often joke that we're a statistics business masquerading as an e-commerce company. We want people to be focused on value, focused on numbers, knowing how to spot a good deal, knowing how to drive costs down, knowing how to analyze the financials. So that cultural element starts at the recruitment process, and then it gets taught to everyone during the induction period. And then on top of that, once they start doing work, they'll notice everyone around them behave that way. So then that culture just propagates throughout the organization.
One thing about the Australian e-commerce or online experience is that we've kind of lagged the rest of the world in terms of penetration. We were just talking a moment ago how Australia's penetration is 7% compared to the global average of 20%. What are you doing to make sure that you're going to remain in a dominant position once you have that expansion of the online presence in Australia?
Well, yeah, you know, we're 7% or around 7% in Australia. 93% still happens on the high street in bricks and mortar retail. You look at other places around the world and developed economies, whether it be UK or Germany or the USA, the numbers are closer to 20% online, 80%. 80% bricks and mortar. So we're going to see a huge transition. It's forecast to grow very quickly. We have a dominant position in the market, and it's our job to keep that dominant position. For us, we've got a lot of our traffic, a lot of the visitors and purchasers on our site coming to our site because of our brand and the fact that we have been delivering on our promises for 14 years, day in, day out. So, you know, we're gonna keep that up. We're gonna make sure that we keep delighting all of our customers, that our range keeps growing. You know, it's gone from 100,000 products to 1 million products in the last year. You could comfortably expect that to keep growing. Our service is gonna get better. Our logistics footprint is going to keep growing. We've gone from 5 warehouses to 15 warehouses recently all around Australia, in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, enabling us to much faster deliver products to our customers. So you can never rest on your laurels. We know that we do have a dominant position now, and we've done a lot of work over the last 14 years, but that doesn't guarantee success for the next 14 years. So, you know, there's a lot of projects and initiatives that are currently in play, and it'll always be a work in progress.
Knowing how you juggle the big and the little picture, you would have been paying a lot of attention to the tragic bushfires that took place at the end of last year, early this year. How did you see that feeding through to activity online? Because there's been so much said about what sort of a headwind that's going to be in economic terms, but particularly in terms of spending.
Yeah, in terms of the bushfires, obviously a very tragic event, and we did our best to help. We had it, you know, advertised on the centre of our site all through that tragedy, and helping everyone get behind it. You know, so from that perspective, it's every business's duty to lend a hand and help in times like that. So, you know, we tried our best to help as much as we can in that scenario. From an economic and consumer sentiment perspective, we're a hard business to judge general economic activity because we're a price leader. We're all about value. So it's actually when people start tightening their belts or spending a bit less or doing a bit more research, that's when we benefit as a business. So we would love it if every single Australian, each time they want to buy something, said, you know what, I'm not just walking into the first store that sells it. I'm going to do a Google search. I'm going to open lots of tabs. I'm going to compare prices. I'm going to read reviews. And then I'm going to buy the best value option for me. If everyone did that for every purchase, we would absolutely love it. So we're not a good barometer for that.
Russ, what's in store for the rest of the year?
So we've got a lot of very exciting areas of the business. The Kogan Marketplace being the one that, you know, grew at over 40% quarter on quarter in the last quarter. We've got a lot of focus there to continue expanding our product range to drive better value, increase competition on our platform. So that is a huge focus area for our business. We've got some relatively new verticals that we've launched recently, some very exciting ones like Kogan Energy is doing great. There's Kogan Credit Cards, we're very excited about. That's had some great offers, and you know, it's the credit card I turn to first now all the time. I used to have all the credit cards that give you the most awards and the most points and all of that. And none of them compare to the value we're giving on the Kogan credit card. So, you know, it's a very exciting area that allows us to do a lot in the loyalty piece as well. So we've now got 1.7 million customers. So we've done a great job in building our brand and customer base. The loyalty piece in our business is going to be something to develop as well, because we now sell a lot of products and we sell a lot of different services. And it's our job to keep creating ongoing value and saying to people, you know what, you're getting a great deal with Kogan Mobile. Now if you join Kogan Energy, it'll be even better. And you can become a Kogan First member on our website and get free shipping on all of your orders as well, and you know, and so on, and connect all the pieces of the puzzle that we've been working on together.
That really speaks to your ability to originate a new customer in a different vertical. Some organizations aren't great at doing that. How do you reduce the friction in that process?
So for us, it's all about technology. That a lot of the things that are really hard shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard to switch electricity providers if you want. It shouldn't be that hard to switch credit card providers. That, you know, the forms that you fill out online can be smarter. They can pre-fill a lot of it for you. Even with Kogan Super, you know, it's a huge industry. Most people don't even know what fees their super fund is charging. They don't know who their super's with sometimes, and they definitely don't know how to switch super. So we've made it super simple. You've put your tax file number in there, all the information comes up, you can easily transfer it, and that's what people want. People want things to be easy. They want it to be explained to them well. They want the deal that's on the table to be a good deal. Nobody likes being ripped off, and they want everything beyond that to be easy. You want to buy something online? Make it easy. You want to sign up to this service? Make it easy for people.
Russ, it's always good talking to you. We could talk all day, but unfortunately you've got things to do.
Lovely.
Thanks for your time. And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.